Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man convicted of kidnapping and sexual assault last fall is still awaiting word on whether he will get a new trial. Last May, 44-year-old Bjorn Lester of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting a female victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head. In October, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping and second-degree sexual abuse. Lester was scheduled for possible sentencing on January 11th, along with a hearing to consider his motion for an arrest of judgment and a new trial. He was also slated that day for a non-jury trial for possession of a firearm as a felon and possession of an incendiary device, charges also stemming from last May's alleged incidents. No decision on any of those matters has yet been rendered, and no court proceedings are currently scheduled in the matter. Meanwhile, Lester filed another affidavit on Monday that he claims refutes the alleged victim's account of what did or didn't happen. He has filed over a dozen affidavits in all, including statements vouching for his character while questioning that of his accuser. He also claims he has evidence to prove his innocence. A jury has been selected in the trial of a North Iowa woman accused in the death of an infant and the near death of another child almost 3 years ago. 30-year-old Alyssa Joyce of Plymouth was arrested in February of last year by Mason City Police, charging her with child endangerment resulting in death, a Class B felony, and child endangerment with serious injury, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaints, Joyce knowingly created substantial risk to a pair of three-month-old children by deprivation of proper nutrition. That resulted in the death of one infant, while authorities say the other child was near death in Mason City on or about February 28, 2021. Her trial began Monday in Cerro Gordo County District Court, and a jury was selected yesterday. A Charles City 19-year-old accused of vandalizing the New Hampton High School parking lot by doing burnouts with his truck will wait until next month for a possible plea deal. According to court records, New Hampton police issued Damian Thornton three tickets for reckless driving the night of August 20th after he allegedly drove his truck with willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property by doing burnouts throughout the parking lot. Thornton's alleged actions, caught on a school security camera, caused about $5,300 in damages. Just days before, crews had completed paving the parking lot, a project estimated to cost around $550,000. In late October, Thornton entered a not guilty plea to second-degree criminal mischief, a Class D felony. However, he was scheduled for a plea change hearing yesterday in Chickasaw County District Court, but on Monday, the continuance was granted after defense counsel motion noted that, due to conflicts in schedules, counsel has not been able to meet with the defendant to get a written plea signed. Further proceedings have been reset for February 13th. A Charles City woman facing a trial next month for driving under the influence was arrested over the weekend on a new OWI charge. Charles City Police say 23-year-old Desiree Starbuck was initially pulled over at about 2 o'clock Sunday morning in the 400 block of Gilbert Street for driving with a revoked license. Further investigation alleges Starbuck was also driving while intoxicated, with a blood alcohol content level that measured 0.137%, almost twice the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. Court records show that Starbuck was also arrested for OWI by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office on October 20th after she was initially pulled over for going 69 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone just northwest of Rudd. She is scheduled for trial on that charge February 15th in Floyd County District Court. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI men's basketball. The Panthers at Bradley, pregame at 6:30, game time at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow and Friday on KCHA, it's hourly updates from the Girls State Wrestling Tournament in Coralville. Reports will begin in the 10 a.m. hour both Thursday and Friday morning and continue into the evening. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.